Good evening for those that's coming on. Good evening to those that are coming on. Thank you for coming on. We're going to get started in a few minutes. I'm asking you if you can please hit the share button. Please hit the share button. And we're going to get started in just 1 or 2 minutes. Please hit the share button. And we're going to give you what thus says the Lord tonight, and I'm gonna let you go. Miss y'all last week. Definitely miss y'all last week. Blessings to everyone that is coming on. Blessings to you. Starting 1 minute. 1 minute we're starting. My brother Steve, what's going on, my brother? Can't wait for the gym to open back up, brother. We're going to get started. Again, hopefully everybody will share this. Okay. Get started. Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory for everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do. God, we give you the glory. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you. In Jesus' name, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable unto you. God, you are my strength and my redeemer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you so much, everyone that is on. I'm asking you to please share. And please invite your family and friends to join us tonight. I'm not going to be long tonight, but I just want to give you a word that's going to encourage you through this season, this pandemic, through what's going on in our world. We know a lot is going on, and it's just... we just got to stay in a posture of prayer. We just got to really stay in a posture of prayer, posture of seeking God's face, posture of just calling on the name of the Lord. If there's ever a time that we need to pray, and I know that we're praying, but we got to keep on praying, because we know that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avails much. We just got to keep praying. We just got to keep trusting God. We just got to keep seeking his face, knowing that God is going to make a way out of no way. I'm telling you, we're in a season. We don't know what's going on. Many people are uncertain concerning what's going on. We're dealing with the riots, at a level that we've never, unprecedented level that we've never seen before. But I want to encourage you, people of God, this is not the time to give up. This is not the time to give in, but this is the time to seek God, the face of God, like never before. Amen. Please share. Please share. Please hit the share button, and let's invite more people to join us tonight. We're going to go right into the lesson. Tonight I'm going to be I'll be teaching from the topic, A New Day. A New Day. Amen. I want to come from Isaiah 43 and 19. Blessings to you, those that are coming on. Blessings to you. Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amen. God is doing a whole new thing in the earth. And it's marvelous in our eyes. It's so marvelous. And it's so breathtaking with what God is going to do. And when we look at, if we really look in the spiritual realm concerning what's going to happen on the other side of this storm, I'm telling you, I already see victory after this. But the thing is, you got to look at it in a spiritual eye and not your physical eye. Because if you look at it in the physical aspect, you ain't going to believe that God is able and God will do it. But if you got to look at it in a spiritual aspect, because you got to understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And because of that, we have to look at things not in the natural, but in a spiritual concept. We have to look at things in the spiritual. Amen. So God is doing a new thing. And as we have to, there's a few things I want to share with you on that. Number one, we have to be okay with the strategies that God used to bring change. We have to be okay with the strategies that God used to bring change. Isaiah 55 and 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So in looking at that, we understand that God can use anything to bring people together. He can use anything to expose the heart of people. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God can use anything to expose the heart of the people. And let me explain what I mean. Blessings to you, Pastor Karen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Everybody that's coming on, if you could please share this. Those that's coming on, a couple of you coming on, please share. Thank you so much. You got to understand, sometimes the ways, our ways are not God's ways. And sometimes we try to figure out why God allows certain things to happen. Well, the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them who are all things work together to them that love the Lord and those that are called according to his purpose. Amen. So we got to understand that God will allow a thing to happen. And it may not necessarily be his will, because understand, but he will allow certain things to happen just to get our attention. And because he loves us so much, he wants our undivided attention. In this hour, God is trying to get our attention. COVID-19, the riots that's going on, racism and different things that's going on. God is trying to get the people's attention. And we may not understand why God, some things are not good. I don't promote racism. I don't promote racism. I don't promote rioting and tearing up businesses and home and different places like that and tearing up people's cars and stuff. I don't condone that. Amen. But we don't understand how God is going to work things out in our favor. We just have to trust him. We just have to lean on him. We just have to depend on him to make a way out of no way. Amen. His strategies may not always be what we're used to. Check it. His strategies may come in a whole different way, but we got to understand that his strategies, however God allow a thing to happen, however God, it's going to work in our favor. It's going to work for the good. But in this, we have to trust God. In this, we have to say, God, I know you're going to protect me. God, I know you're going to protect my family. I know you're going to protect us from police brutality and different things that's going on. I know you're going to protect my family. I know you're going to protect my sons. I know you're going to protect my daughters and my other family members. We have to trust God in this time of uncertainty. We have to trust him like never before. Why? Because God is the only one that can move on our behalf. He's the only one that is able to protect us in this hour and to cause the storm to cease. He's the only one that's able to do it. Amen. We got to trust God more than ever before. It's not even about us. We have to trust God. Even in spite of what we see out there in the world, on the news, in the cities, we got to trust God. Amen. So we got to be okay with his strategies. His strategies is that God will use to bring change. Amen. God is very strategic, and he don't have to do things the way he did it 20, 30 years ago. Amen. We got to stop expecting God to move the same way he's always been moving. When God want to do something fresh and new, we got to learn how to trust and depend on God, because understand, the however God want to do it, is trust me, the ways, our ways aren't his ways, our thoughts aren't his thoughts. So we gotta, when we start thinking like God, when we start talking like God, when we start speaking what God speak, and start thinking the way God think, this is why it's important to know the will of God. It's important, if anything else, we have to know the will of God. This is the one thing we need to pray every single day. God, reveal to us what your will is, so that we can pray that we can execute your will in the earth. It's really important that we execute the will of God, know the will of God, walk in the will of God, because we're responsible for walking in the will of God. We're responsible for knowing his will. This is why we got to stay prayerful. This is why we got to stay, we got to continue to fast. We got to continue to seek his face so that he can reveal his will to us. When we begin to walk in his will, we'll begin to see change happen. But you'll never see change happen until you walk in his will, until you know his will, until you execute his will. And how do we know his will? By seeking his face, by staying on our knees, by continuing to stay in his word, continue to fast, continue to do what we got to do so that we can get God's attention, so that we can walk in righteousness, walk in holiness. Amen. The next thing, number two, embrace the hard seasons. Embrace the hard seasons. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. We just said that. Amen. It may not be good, but it will work together for good. You got to understand the difference between something being good and something's going to work together for your good. Because it's because when you begin to understand the purpose of God for your life, when you begin to understand that everything is not going to be what you want, everything is not going to come across the way we think it is, because understand, God has a better plan for his people. Amen. God has a better plan, even better than what we can ever imagine or think. God has a better plan for us, and we got to understand that in this new day, in this new season, in this season where they're saying this is going to be a new norm, new normal, we got to understand, God, I want to be in your will. My new normal is I want to be in the will of God. That's my new normal. I want to be in the will of God. I want to be in the perfect will of God. This is what our new normal got to be. It has nothing to do about what the world doing. It has nothing to do about what government is trying to put in place. Our new normal is to be in the will of God. Amen. Check it. A lot of us, we've been out of the will of God many times. We've stepped out of his will more than once time. But now our new normal is, God, show us your will. Show us what it is that you want us to do. Show us where to go. Show us who to minister to. Show us who needs healing. Show us who needs deliverance so that we can be the agent of change in the earth. So to that person, and we can go to that right person and say what we have to say and minister to them in a way that's going to bring change. This is why we got to know the will of God. Because you never know who's around you may need a prophetic word. You never know who's around you may need that word of encouragement. Amen? Hard seasons. We got to understand that everything is going to work in your favor if you trust God. Embrace your hard seasons. It's your hard seasons that's going to develop you. It's your hard seasons that's going to prepare you for your call. It's that hard season that's going to catapult you into your greatest season that you ever had. But you got to understand that you're going to have to go through turmoil. You're going to have to go through some tough times. Amen. You're going to have to go through being persecuted, being sometimes being shamed, sometimes being neglected, people neglecting you, sometimes, you know, people walking away from you. Sometimes you're going to have to go through that. You know, sometimes you're going to go through being alone. There's going to be some alone seasons that you're going to have to go through. But understand that through everything, God has you covered. Christ has already interceded on your behalf, because that's why you're able to go through what you're going through, because Jesus Christ has already interceded on your behalf. Jesus told Peter, Satan come to sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you that your faith fail not. Christ prayed for us. He interceded for us. Even on the cross, check it. On the cross, Christ's death was intercession for us, me and you. His death was a form of intercession for us so that we can become everything that we were supposed to come. That's why Christ told the disciples, I have to go, because if I don't go, the Comforter can't come. In other words, what you need that's going to empower you won't come upon you. That's why God sometimes take away great people so that you can come up and be who God called you to become. Sometimes the very things that we don't want God to do, God sometimes have to do it so that we can become everything that God called us to become. Amen? So you got to understand, hard seasons means tough shiftings, tough changes being made, tough things, decisions being made, you know. But understand that through it all, God is going to bring you through it when you trust him. Amen? The next one. When we don't shift, sometimes God will shift us. Sometimes God will shift us. If you remember Jonah. Remember Jonah, when he didn't want to do what God told him to do. He was assigned to go to Nineveh to preach to a stiff-necked people that, you know, he just wanted God to just wipe them out. But understand, God had to get to Jonah in a certain way that caused him to say, okay, God, I'm tired of going through what I'm going through, so I'm going to say yes. I'm going to go. And that's why, and he went to minister to Nineveh, telling them about the wickedness, and Nineveh got it right for that time. Amen. Which caused the wrath of God not to fall upon them at that particular time. Now, later on, years later, you know, they had to go through it because they went right back into the sins and didn't repent. But in this case, you know, Noah telling them what thus said the Lord caused them to repent, and it caused God to delay what he would have done. Amen. So we got to learn how to shift. We got to learn how to obey God so that God won't have to force us, have to twist our arm to do what he told us to do. Sometimes God will do that, believe it or not. Sometimes God will have to twist our arm to make us do what he called us to do. I don't want to have to go through that. I'd rather just say yes, God, now, and let it be an easy thing than for God to have to, for me to have to go through turmoil to have to do what God told me to do. No, I'm gonna obey God, and I'm gonna do what he told me to do. Amen. The next one, God shifts us to bring us in alignment with his will. God shifts us to bring us in alignment with his will. Psalms 138:8. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. He will perfect that which concerns me. So, but we got to allow God to bring the perfection in us. We got to allow God to purge us and to take out of us that very thing that needs to be taken out of us. That thing that's going to harm us further down the road. Bitterness, hatred, rage, stuff like that. That will hurt you. That will harm you because it's venom that the enemy wants to hurt you and cause you to continue to hold grudges and to hold bitterness to those that done you wrong. Can I help somebody right here? Sometimes you gotta be okay and forgive people for the apology that you will never get. Sometimes you have to forgive people for the apology that you will never get. Some people, check it, some people have to learn that some people is never going to apologize to you. Stop looking for an apology. Forgive them and move on. You being mad because they ain't apologized to you, it's only going to hurt you in the long run. Amen. It's only going to hurt you. It's only going to damage you in the long run. Forgive them. Forgive them. Whatever they done, let it go. Forgive them and turn it over to God. It took a while for me to learn this. It took a while for me to learn this process, but once I got it, oh my God, I thank you. Once I learned this process of letting things go, letting people go that done me wrong, this is why God is blessing me right now, because I had to learn to let things go, learn to let situations go that was hurting me. Amen. People don't realize that's a lot of people right now in the body of Christ is going through church hurt, going through a lot of type of hurts because we won't allow the person that done us wrong. We won't let it go. Amen. We got to learn how to let it go. It took me a while to get there because I was the type of person, oh man, they did me wrong. I had to go for revenge. I was trying to be revengeful. I was trying to be revengeful for people that did me wrong. I was just ready to just hurt people, Why? But this is why God, amen. God is faithful, amen. We, Sister Deborah James Mitchell, we're praying for you, amen. We're praying. God is a healer. God is a healer. In Jesus' name, God is a healer. Amen. And we declare and decree healing of stage 4 cancer by the authority of the name of Jesus. We come against the root of it in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Those that's going to stand in agreement with me, can you just type in, God is a healer. Just do that for me. And we're believing for her healing. Amen. Father, you just type in, God is a healer. Amen. Five of you, please type in, God is a healer. Amen. God is going to heal her. And I'm trusting God that she's going to come on this live one of these days and going to type in the testimony that God healed her. Amen. 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 So when we let things go, we release God. We release God. Amen. Amen. Just need five of you just to type in God is a healer. Five of you, please type in God is a healer. Amen. God bless you, my lady Cerise. God bless you. Amen. God is a healer. God is a healer. God is a healer. We're touching and agreeing for her healing. Amen. We're touching and agreeing with this lady's healing right now. Stage 4 cancer, be healed. We curse it to the root by the authority of Jesus Christ. We curse it to the root. Amen. I want you to please go get seen. And I want to hear your testimony. That I'm believing God to heal you to the fullest. Amen. You shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We claim it now. Amen. And I'm praying and I'm decreeing right now by the authority of Jesus that not only God going to heal you, but you're going to lay hands on other cancer patients and they be healed in Jesus' name. We call it now. We call it now by the authority of Jesus. Amen. 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 The new day, a new day. This is a new day for what God. Amen. Jesus. And we're praying for your husband. Praying for your husband in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody on this feed that knows somebody with cancer, I want you just to begin to decree their healing in the name of Jesus. We decree their healing right now. Right now. We walking in kingdom authority now in the name of Jesus. We walking in the authority of God. And believe in God for total healing for those that are on here, those that have loved ones that have cancer, those that have loved ones with COVID-19, those that have hypertension, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, whatever it is. I am believing God for your healing. Heart clogged arteries, we speak healing now in Jesus' name. Amen. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Amen. Receive your healing. This is what it's about. You're welcome. God bless you. You're welcome. This thing is to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. We just praying to God and we just expecting God. Because we don't heal, God heals. Amen. And we believe in God to work the miracle. Amen. We believe God. Yes, 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 yes. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. Amen. 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 God is faithful. So in this new day, God is going to give you new direction. He's going to give us new strategies to do what he called you to do. New ventures, new paradigms. God is doing new things in this season, and that we got to trust God more than ever before. Amen. We're going to trust God more than ever before. Amen. So we got to learn how to shift with the cloud, shift with God. When God tells us to move, we're going to move. When God tells us to do whatever God tells us to do, if he tells us to change your eating habits, if God tells you to exercise, if God tell you to study his word more, whatever it is, keep your ears open for God to speak to you. Amen. Keep your ears open for God to speak to you so that you can receive everything that God has for you. Amen. Amen. Change prepares us for the promises of God. You gotta understand, God will never bless his people prematurely. God will never bless you prematurely. Amen. You got to be ready for what God is going to do. If those that watch out, on Sunday, we had a round table, panel. And we was talking about how certain things happens in pockets. Revival. I believe, let me tell you something. We don't have to pray for revival anymore. We are the revival. We are the revival. Amen. We are the revival in the earth. God wants to use us as the change agent in the earth. We are the revival that's going to bring change. We are the world changers that God has planted in this earth that's going to bring change. God has given you influence to bring change, to bring healing, physical, spiritual healing, mental healing, emotional healing. Amen. And these things also bring forth natural healing. Amen. So we want to be the change agent. We are the revival. Yes, we are the revival in the earth. We don't have to wait for another move of God, because when Holy Spirit is inside of you, you are the move of God in the earth. You are the move of God. Why? Because when you are in God's will, when you walk in God's will, when you do what God called you to do, you are the catalyst. You are the change agent in the earth that God is calling to bring forth with the things that he's calling you to bring forth in the earth. This is why we got to stay prayerful. This is why we got to stay in God's will, understand the will of God, walk in the will of God, so that we can be everything that God called us to be. Because understand, somebody is waiting. The Bible talks about the earth groans and moans for the manifestation of the sons of God to come forth. To come forth. It's time to come forth. It's time to do what God called you to do. It's time to walk in your kingdom purpose in the earth. It's time to say, yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your ways. I'm here to push you, to encourage you. I'm here to provoke you with everything that's in you to do what God called you to do. Oh, my God. It's time that that Holy Spirit will bring such a provokingness in you to say yes to God's will, yes to his ways, and to do what he's called you to do. This is a new day. This is a new season. God is doing something new in us and through us, and it's time for us to embrace it. Well, some of you may say, well, it's not new to God. No, it's not new to God. It's new to us. It's just time for us to walk in the newness of what God is doing. It's new to us because we're saying now we're opening up ourselves to do what God called us to do, and not just stay stuck to the past and stay stuck to religion and stay stuck to those things that won't allow us to grow and develop into who God called us to become. Amen. Says we are the change agents in the earth. We are the revival in the earth. We are God's mouthpiece. We are God's chosen in the earth. God, the reason why you're still here is because you still got work to do. The reason why you're still here is because God has put an assignment on us. Amen. So he's provoking us unto a good work. He's provoking us. He's provoking us. Amen. We are that catalyst of change in the earth. We are God's mouthpiece. Amen. So in this new day, I'm challenging you, people of God, men and women of God, I'm challenging you to walk in authority, walk in your kingdom authority. Don't allow people's opinions, don't allow things to cause you to drift into a spirit of doubt, a spirit of lackadaisicalness. Let's do what God called us to do without apology. Let's do what God called us to do, and let's make a difference in this earth. Let's pray, let's continue to pray. Let me tell you something. Racism is a taught thing. Racism is taught. We as kingdom believers, let's show the love of God. Let me make this clear. Rather you white, black, Asian, Chinese, Hispanic, whatever you are, we love you. We bless God for you. And we're going to learn to get along here. Because understand this one thing. If we can't get along here, what make you think we're going to get along in heaven? Amen. We're brothers and sisters in the Christ. For God so loved the world, the whole world. That's every race, every gender, every nationality. For God so loved the world, he gave his son. That whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but will have life, eternal life forever. I'm telling you, people of God, let's walk in faith. Let's walk in this new day knowing that God is going to do a greater work in us, through us. Amen. But we just got to allow God to work through us. We just got to allow God to do the work in us and through us. We just got to allow God to make the change in us. We have to demand the change, though. We have to demand it. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Father, we thank you, God, for this teaching on a new day. A new day, God. A new day. God, I ask you right now, God. Lord, as we walk in this new day, this new norm, Lord, let this new norm be the will of God. Lord, I don't want to follow the world's new norm, but I want to follow your new norm, God. Our new norm is to walk in obedience, God, to your word, to your wills, to your way. Our new norm is to, if you called us to go in the corners and minister, God, we want to be obedient. If you called us to go on the college campuses, God, we want to be obedient, God. God, wherever you send us, God, we will go. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we bless you. Amen. Amen. God so loved the whole world, not the white world, the black world, the brown world, the yellow world, nor the red world, but the whole world. Amen. Pastor Karen, amen. Amen. God loves you. God loves us so much that he gave his son. Understand this one principle. Bishop James Adams used to have this saying, love gives, but lust takes. Love gives, but lust takes. And we want to have the love of Christ. Amen. We always want to have the love of Christ in our hearts. Amen. So that we can give of ourselves. Always be in a position to give an encouraging word. You may not always have money or finances to give to people, but you might be able to just give a word that will help a person that's really going through and that need a word of that will help them through whatever they're going through. You know, and God might give a word to give them concerning how they can get what they need. You never know how God does things. He does things so well, but we got to be in a position to accept how God does things. Amen. This is our new day. This is our new norm. Our new norm is to walk in the will of God. Amen. I'm going to challenge you tonight. If you don't know God, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I'm going to give you this opportunity to give your life to Jesus because he is a great God. He is a great God. And not only is he a great God, but he died for you and me. He died for our sins so that we can have a right to the tree of life. We can have a right to heaven. Amen. Right now, if you're not saved, if you backslid and you want to rededicate your life to Christ, say these words with me. Father, in Jesus' name, it's me, God, that's standing in the need of prayer. And I'm asking you right now, to clean my heart, change my heart, change my mind, make me new, fill me with the Holy Spirit, with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I declare right now that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. And I declare as right now that I am saved according to the scriptures in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, you dedicated your life to Christ, or you rededicated your life to Christ, do me a favor. I want you to send us a text at 443-240-0962. Again, that's 443-240-0962. Text us your name, your email address, and just let us know that you've given your life to Christ or you rededicated your life to Christ. Listen, we want to just give you some encouragement on your new walk or your rededication back to Christ. We just want to give you, you know, encouragement. So please, again, text us at 443-240-0962 if you've given your life to Christ or you rededicated your life to Christ, so that we can text, so that we can give you information. Amen. Concerning your new walk. Thank you so much for joining us. If you haven't listened to the round, if you wasn't online to listen to the round table discussion this past Sunday at Purpose City Church, please go to our either our Facebook page or our YouTube page and look for the round table discussion on this past Sunday. Where's the church headed after COVID-19? I'm telling you, it's going to bless your life. Where's the church headed after COVID-19? Check it out. Amen. And join us this Sunday at 2:30 for the Purpose Experience. We are still doing on worshiping online, virtual worship. And we're actually going to be coming back together very soon, and we're going to be giving you the address of our new location. We'll be giving you the address of that pretty soon. We're just checking to see how things look. Just keep everything in prayer. Let's continue to pray concerning this coronavirus. We're going to continue to pray and seek the Lord. Amen. Love y'all with the love of Christ. Listen, I want you to have a blessed night, a blessed evening, and I want you to know that God is ready to pour out his blessings upon you, your family, your household. Trust God like never before. This is your season. This is our season for breakthrough. This is our season for change. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day. Have a great evening. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We'll be back on here next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Discovering Your Purpose with Pastor Derek. And I please invite somebody. I pray that we can get at least a minimum of 30 people on here next week. So please invite your friends and different people. God bless you, Sister Deborah. Please, whenever you get the testimony, please let us know. I'm believing God with you. And please give us the testimony of what God has done when you go back and get the good report. I'm believing God for a good report. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. May heaven smile upon you is my prayer. So join us at 2:30 live on Facebook Live at Purpose City Church page for the worship experience. We got a word from God on this Sunday. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it, because I'm telling you, God is going to be in the house. God is definitely going to be in the house. And we're going to be praying for prayer needs and prayer requests. We're going to be praying for prayer requests. If you have a prayer request between now and Sunday, please text it to 443-240-0962. Please text it. We're going to be praying over prayer requests this Sunday at our 2:30 worship gathering. We believe in God for miracles. This Sunday, we're going to believe this is going to be a Sunday of miracles, the Miracle Release Sunday. Amen. We're going to call it the Miracle Release Sunday this Sunday at 2:30. If you have prayer requests, those that's coming, please bring your request. Those that's watching us, please text in your prayer request. Whatever you need God to do, we are believing God for miracles this Sunday, 2:30. Watch us live at Purpose City Church page. Amen. God bless you. Love you with the love of Christ. Y'all have a blessed evening.